Si realmente crees que esto es la mediación parental, sin duda nos necesitas.
Internet de tu color favorito, nena.
Todos los jueves.
Un rato é unha cousa que se move, unha cousa que vive nos obrados. E ten un corazón pequerrechiño e dous ollos de vidro sempre acesos. Unha cousa que vai furando as tebras, xurde correndo, pasa, fuxe, líscase. Un rato unha cousa que está viva, un intreso despois, xa non é nada. Sombra nas sombras mestas dos buratos. A noite é un burato sin orelas, para os homes triste rato sin acougo. Un home é unha cousa que cavila, cismando sempre, sempre amargurado, fuxindo doutras cousas que rebulen, revolvendo papéis, decote rebulindo, sempre con presas, atafegado sempre, camiña, chouta, vanta nos buratos, nos sobrados do mundo, nas estradas da vida, nas pedras, no vento, nas rúas, nos seos das mulleres. Un rato é unha cousa que se move. Escoítame, Walt Disney, onde estabas? Que os meus soños de pombas non te viron, cando o meu corazón indara neno e había carabeles nos meus ollos. Acabades de escoitar o poema Os Ratos, de Celso Emilio Ferreiro, pertencente ao seu poemario O Soño Sulagado, publicado no ano 1955.
Cada día más personas escuchan Quack FM 103.4.
Si tu pasión es el mundo del motor, no dejes de sintonizar con el equipo de En Boxes.
Todos los jueves, de 23 a 24 horas,
rallies, motos, autocross, ride, 4x4, tortilla y empanada.
Recuerda, todos los jueves en directo a las 23 horas y si no puedes, la redifusión los domingos de 11 a 12 horas.
¡Antes de los callos!
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And all
xa podes contactar cos nosos programas por Telegram 644-737303.
Hey Paul, what's that over there?
Well son, that's a rainbow. A mighty fine rainbow where all your dreams come true.
For real?
True.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Now give it to me. I'm back again.
me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me, I'm the wolf. I'm back again, wake up and tell a friend. I'm the wolf, yeah. Now give it to me.
Tonight. haigerclub1997@gmail.com. No Twitter, haigerclub1997.
Escoitas Haiger Street.
Street 9 1 7 9 1 7 9 1 7.
Estás en Higher Street. Volvemos en 9 segundos. 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. Ya estamos de vuelta.
Dele Sosimi, Celo Wa Wa 45.
Xa podes contactar cos nosos programas por Telegram 644-737303.
One less Hipatia de Alexandría foi unha científica de relevancia internacional que naceu dentro dunha familia culta e adiñeirada na Alexandría do ano 370 da nosa era. Hipatia era filla dun matemático e profesor do Museo de Alexandría e recibiu unha esmerada educación académica que completou ademais con viaxes de estudos polo sur de Europa que naquela época era o foco do coñecemento mundial. Toda esta extensa educación fixo que Hipatia se convertese nunha matemática, filósofa e astrónoma de fama internacional e mesmo chegou a dirixir o prestixioso Museo de Alexandría durante varios anos e a impartir leccións magistrais de filosofía, matemáticas, lógica, mecánica e astronomía. Con tan boa maestría que as máis importantes personalidades científicas e culturais de todas as partes do mundo acudían ás súas clases para escoitar as súas ideas e nutrirse dos seus coñecementos. Como a científica, Hipatia destacou principalmente por traballar no eido das ecuacións diofánticas sobre as cónicas e a xeometría e por elaborar táboas sobre os movimentos dos astros. Fálase de Hipatia de Alexandría como o símbolo do ideal da cultura helena, porque aunaba sabedoría, beleza, pensamento filosófico e científico e un rol político moi destacado. Hipatia sobresaiu especialmente pola defensa do racionalismo científico, e todo isto unido á súa influencia política e ás súas ideas de científica moderna e liberal fixeron que se granxeara algúns inimigos na incipiente sociedade cristiá que habitaba a cidade, polo que no ano 415 foi cruentamente asasinada polos seguidores máis radicais da Igrexa de San Cirilo de Xerusalén cando tiña 45 anos de idade. Hoxe considerase Hipatia de Alexandría como unha científica excepcional que escribiu tratados importantísimos sobre aritmética e contribuíu de forma notable ao enriquecemento cultural e ao progreso científico da humanidade. Sábese tamén que Hipatia participou na construción de aparellos como o aerómetro e o astrolabio e foi unha grande defensora do heliocentrismo, do racionalismo na ciencia e do paradigma da muller libre, punto de ser muy citada y apreciada en Oído dos Feminismos, en las ciencias como paradigma exemplar de liberdade, de racionalidade e de loita social fronte aos atrancos dos radicalismos, as supersticións e as barbaries.
Ti, mi casa, teléfono.
Querido E.T., con esto del internet, lo de las comunicaciones creo que ha evolucionado un poquito. Tu alfabetización digital está un poquito coja. Necesitas ayuda.
Internet da tu acor favorita.
Dime si tú vienes ya, si algún día volverás, si no me dejarás, deja el sitio donde estás.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the
hold
house...
it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it! Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive, cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know, so every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Got a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the home was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace. And the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. But the noise on the top was a reindeer top, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was bully, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin.
said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? If the music's hot and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new Seville, bought as blue as the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause new to red's back at the pole up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas. And to all, I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone, a place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake, and so to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop, cause Curtis Blow is just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the whack, say... The people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician. The man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Blow is competition. Young ladies, shock the house. Jazzy young ladies, shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah! Don't stop the body rock, and everybody say ho! 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 And all the brothers, fly guys, get high!
Quack FM, entidade colaboradora co 50º aniversario da creación da Formiga Atómica por Hanna-Barbera.
E o Super Ratón?
Estado Pau.